Simen Tzadibay Sivches. Machvas Shalcholov Shinasnu Bekira Tachas Kedir Shalbasar. A milchig frying pan that was placed into an oven underneath a pot of meat. Hazeya Oila Venivla Bekedir Vais Rasa. So the steam will come up from that milchig frying pan, will be absorbed into the fleshig pot of meat, and will asser it. Now this halacha is very similar to the halachas we've been talking about until now, by the drop of milk that falls against the pot of meat, except that in this case we're not dealing with a drop of milk per se, we're dealing with steam. We're dealing with milch gezeya that's going up and is hitting against the fleshig pot. And the chiddush over here is that the zeya of milchigs is considered like milk itself, and therefore we consider the zeya, the touching against the bottom of the pot, as though milk touched against the bottom of the pot, and therefore all the halachas we learned in the previous halachas that are negeya are going to be relevant over here as well. Now there's a machloikis, the Bach and the Trumas Adeshin, regarding these halachas of the zeya, of the steam against the pot. The Bach understands that really Maker Adin, the only time there's going to be an issue of zeya is if you put the machvas, you have the pan with the milk in it, you have it inside the kira, and then you're soisim, you close up the oven by putting this kedera of meat on top of it, so that the inside of the kira completely fills with steam and it has nowhere for it to escape except to be nivla into the pan of meat, into the pot of meat. However, let's say like on your stovetop, you have a pot of milk boiling, and then there's, let's say, a piece of meat hanging above it. So in such a case, true that there's a lot of steam coming up from the pot of milk, but it can be nispashit to the stodims, even though we see that the steam of milk seems to be hitting against the meat, but we don't know for sure that it is being absorbed in. It could be it's just on its way past it, it just brushes against it. The Bach says, in such a case, we don't have to be chayshish. Me'ikar adin, he feels you don't have to be chayshish, that it gets absorbed into the meat. However, the Trumas Adeshin says that, no, in such a case, if the zeya would be yatzaledis against the meat, it would aser it me'ikar adin. The Bach, though, is not, he thinks that it's just that would just be a chumrah to aser it. And therefore, he says, if you have a situation where you're not sure whether the milk, whether that zeya, that steam, is yatzaledis by the time it reaches the meat, it's a questionable yatzaledis, it's a suffic yatzaledis. So he says, then you for sure could be mekel in such a case, because that would be a svek sveka, suffic whether the steam was bechalal yatzaledis, and suffic whether, even if it was yatzaledis, if it have the ability to be absorbed into the meat, or maybe it would just brush right past it and it wouldn't even get absorbed in at all. So in that case, and the ma'aseh, that's what the Rikki Veger brings this back, l'alocha, that you could rely on that svek sveka in such a case. And even though we're machmir, like the Trumas Adeshin, that if you know it was yatzaledis, but l'ma'aseh, we don't know 100% if it'll get absorbed in such a case, we're machmir, misafik, and therefore if you have another suffix, such as that it's maybe not yatzaledis, we could be mekel. The Maisa, the Ramah, is going to pass in like the Trumas Adeshin, that if you hang the piece of meat above the stovetop, if it would be Yatzaledis, it would aser it. So that's how we're naik. But again, if you have other Sveikas, you could be Mitzarev for a Sveik Sveika. Now the Ramah continues over here, Haga, Im Hayacholov B'machvas, if there was milk in the pan, so in other words, that which we said, you put a milchig pan on the bottom of the Kira, we're talking about where there was actually milk in the pan. It wasn't just a milchig pan with water. The Prima Gadim speaks out that if you did have a case where it was just water in the pan, so then we would view that as the water coming off of it, even though the pan would be a ben yoymai, the water would only be a napar nat, and therefore, even though l'chatchila you shouldn't do that, because l'chatchila we aser napar nat al yidei bishul, we don't aser, but l'chatchila we don't allow napar nat al yidei bishul, but b'dievid we do not aser. And therefore, the Ramah says it's tafka if the milchig pan had milk in it. So im hayachol b'machvas would be in a shishim b'tavshel shebekder neged achol shemachvas. Then we would need 60 in the pot of meat neged all the milk that's in the machvas. So, for instance, if the pot of meat on top had 60 kazaisim and in the pan on the bottom we had 1 kazais of milk, so then the pot of meat would remain mutter. Otherwise, the pot of meat would become usser. Now, why over here do we need shishim times all the milk in the pan? Because we're chayshish that the milk went up, condensed, and dripped back down into the pan. So even though it was only one kezias of milk in the pan below, that entire kezias could have touched against the pot of milk, of meat that was above. Even though we do it slowly, it would keep going up and falling and dripping back down, from going up and dripping back down. But that's enough that we, have to be cheshbon. You can't just cheshbon one drop of milk or two drops, but 10, we have to cheshbon kenei kula, because we don't know how many times this happened, and therefore we have to cheshish that all the milk eventually went up. Now, the Imre Baruch speaks out what happens if it's vented on top, like the case that we talked about before from the Bach, where the whole inside doesn't fill with steam, but rather the steam is nespashet l'chutz. So then, in such a case, we assume that the milk does not drip back down into the pan. We assume it'll brush against the top pot, but it'll just exit. It'll vent out the top. So in such a case, the bottom pot would remain, the pan of milk on the bottom would remain mutter, because nothing drips back down. So even though it's being mezia up onto the pot, the bottom pan of milk would remain 100% mutter. Now, in such a case too, how much drips or how much zeh already touched against the top pan? So l'chayr, you would only need shishim keneged, the amount of milk that touched against the top pot. That could be a very minimal amount. If we see that there's almost nothing missing from the pan, I put in, let's say, one kezias of milk in the bottom pan, and I measure it at the end, and there's very close to a kezias. Maybe it's missing 10 or 12 drops of milk. That's it. So then I would just need shishim keneged, that amount of milk that's missing, because nothing dripped back down because it was vented. L'maisa, we're machmir in our ovens, even though they are slightly vented on the top. Moshe says to be machmir that it's considered like it's closed, and therefore perhaps one should be machmir to cheshbon keneged kulay, that we'd have to cheshbon that the drips of milk went up and fell back down. We wouldn't treat it, so therefore we would treat it like a closed system. We would not treat it like a vented. But if you had a situation where it was vented, so then one could be mekel. Now even in our ovens, there are other stadim to be, other things to think about as well. One is whether the item on the bottom was even mazia at all. So, okay, if it's a pan of milk, so then it would be mazia. That's the derech of milk to turn to steam. But a lot of other things that we put in, especially drier items, aren't necessarily mazia. Ramosha is going to be is medayik from a Ramon and Kofches, that it's mashma over there, dafka if you know it was mazia, but otherwise, minastam, you don't have to be chayshish that it was mazia. Maisi says one should be machmer there too, but even if you didn't see it being mazia, as long as it's something that's shaykh to be mazia. But it, again, it's the hakalofia inyan, like Ramosh himself says, if it's something that's very dry, that's not the derech of it to be mazia, then one could be mekel that and assume that it was not. So again, that would be another tzad sofik in the case of the ovens, whether it was mazia or not. So you have the suffix of whether it was vented, even though we're machmer on that, but l'maisa, we're not sure. If anything dripped back down, you have the shayla whether it was even mazia bechlal. And then there's another issue that Aruch HaShulchan brings up, that the whole shayla of being mazia, that the Zeh answers, is based on Tshuvas HaRosh, based on a Mishnah in Machshirin. And there the Mishnah says, if from hat to hat, if the both things are being mazia, it's not nivla. It would only answer if one is mazia and the other one is not being mazia. The Aruch HaShulchan speaks out that even if the top item is hat, but it's not being mazia, for instance, if it's mechusa, if the top item is covered and the Zeh is going up from the bottom item, it would answer. However, if the top item would be uncovered, so then that would also be a tzad l'hakel, that since the top item is also being mazia, then perhaps one could be mekel that it's that the zeya will not answer the bottom item. So now again, not clear. They don't seem to bring that tzad. Most of the paiskim do not bring it, but Aruch HaShulchan does. So, but again, there will be another tzad sofik. So you can sometimes you can start many sveikas when we deal with zeya. In terms of lemaisa, whether how to deal with With items in the oven. But of course, l'chatchila, one should be careful not even to put in a milchig pan with water, because of the issues of napernat. And one should be careful, to designate the oven for fleishigs or for milchigs, but not for both. Okay. The Ramah continues over here, Haggah, im ha'yacholav b'machvas. Okay, we're talking about where there was milk in the pan. Again, we're not talking about where it was water. Like we spoke out, it would be there and negat a chol of shemachvas. Okay, and then we need 60, like we spoke out. Okay, the kol zemayri shemachvas is megula, but this is all discussing if the pan was uncovered. Therefore, the zeh is coming out from the food itself. Like there is alah. So the zeh is coming from the food directly into the pan above. However, if the Zeya is not coming from the food, but it's coming sort of through the walls of the kedera. It's coming out. It's mechusa, and it's sort of steaming from the kedera itself. Not from the food, but if you have a more porous type of a pot, this is more something you would see that the walls of the pot themselves are letting out the Zeya. So if it's megula, and therefore the zeh is coming out from the pot itself, from the food itself, then that's the only time you'd have an issue. But if it's mechusa, so then we view that the zeh is not coming out from the food, it's coming out from the pot, and like the Bach speaks out the lashon over here, ein kama moshoi v'loi taimoi ela reach. That's not considered then zeh, that's just considered more like recha, and we hold that recha lav milsa. So therefore that's not an issue. It also has to be that it's close enough that it's that the zeyah will be yad soledes where it's going to hit the other item. When it's going to hit the kedera, if aval im any yad soledes b'zeyah, if the pot is far enough away that the zeyah is no longer yad soledes, hakol shari, then it's all going to be mutter, because if it's not yad soledes, it would be like a cold drop of milk falling against the cold pot, which would not have the ability to do anything. The minig is that we do allow hanging meat to dry out on top of the stove top, even though we have there kederis of chalof, we have milk that we cook on top of the stove. We're not worried about the zeya that goes up from the milk of gapat. Again, the reason we're not worried is because it's bedar chal not yad soledes, and therefore it's not an issue. Now, what about the milk itself? That zeya itself, which is going to form little droplets, even though it's not yad soledes, but it'll form droplets on the meat. So the Prima Gadim speaks out that we're going to wash off the meat. It's a derech to wash off meat, and memela, that's not a concern. V'chein, im ha-machvas mechusa, if the pot would be covered, sahakol shari, so then it's not an issue. Even though we said there could be zeya coming out from the walls of the pot, that's not a problem. We did have a shtei kederes no gezu bezu. It wouldn't be worse than two pots touching, where also the zeya can come out from the walls, and yet we say that if you have shteik zeyrus negezu bezu, they don't answer b'loy reitiv, unless there's actual mamushes of liquid between them. But just a little bit of zeya, that's just that the fact that the pot is sweating, that would not be a problem. So certainly here, where they're not even touching, there's just that sweat between the two pots, there's just that zeya, so then that would not be an issue, because that zeya does not have that, like we just spoke out from the Bach, it has more, like, that's just considered like recha. That's just like sweat from the pot itself. So that's not even considered, like yisr. However, one should be careful not to have pots touching each other for obvious reasons. Maybe there'll be some liquid between them, or maybe they'll spill from one into the other. So therefore, one has to be careful, of course, not to touch your milchiga pot against your fleishiga pot. But in b'dieved, if it happens, so then it's 100% mutter, because nobly is go but from kedera to kedera below reitiv. Now there's an interesting hartzvi which speaks out of here. What about the milk that comes out from this pan? So we view it as milchigs. Why don't we say that it's only chalav derabanan? Why is this worse than meimei chalav? Meimei chalav, which has all the milk particles out of it, it's just the water left over from the after you take out all the milk solids. You're left with like something, which just came out like a water, and that's only considered to be chalav derabanan. So the zeya that comes up from milk certainly should be only chalav derabanan. Yet here in the discussion, nobody seems to deal with it that way. Everyone seems to be dealing with this as an issue of bas b'chalav deraisa. So the Haaretz explains that when do we consider something to be mei mei chalav, only chalav drabanan, that's only once it's completely separated out. But once it's still connected, even if it's only connected in the fact that the zeya is still connected back to the, you know, there's still a line of zeya connecting it back to the pot of milk, still, even in such a case, we would consider that to be chalav daraisa. However, once that is that separates, like once it's not yet tzeledes anymore, or you know, it goes up to the hangs on to the piece of meat, like we were talking about beforehand, that taka would only be chalav derabanan. In that case, still, one would have to wash it off because even chalav derabanan, you can't cook with meat. Okay. There's a prima gadim over here. It's brought by the Pesach Tshuva that says that there's a chiluk between zeyas mashkim and zeyas oichlim. That milk, so that's a mashke, and therefore the zeyah from a mashke has the din like the mashke itself. So the steam coming off from milk has the din like milk, and therefore that would create basa b'chalav. But what happens if I have meat? Let's say I have an oichel. Let's say I have a roast. The zeyah coming off from the roast, is that considered to be oichel, or is that considered, does the zeyah have the din like oichel, or no? The zeyah from an oichel is something completely different, it's parif. So the prima gadim is, that's his chakira, and he brings rayas that maybe we say that zeyah soichlim is not koichlim. And again, that would be, in terms of, tzirufim, like we discussed earlier in an oven, situation where someone did accidentally put a pan of chicken underneath their, you know, or on top of, you know, together with the milchiga something. Let's say the, a pan of cheese and a pan of meat. So if they're both eichlim, so then there would be something to, you know, to consider as well. But lamaisa, that alone we're not makel with. Many disagree with that, with the rayas and the. You know, and therefore they come out that Zeyas Oichlim would also have the din, is also, you know, like the Oichel itself, it's not Parav. But again, as a Tziruf, that would be something else to consider. That would be something to consider as well.